Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today we get to do one of our favorite programs, and that is a money-saving tips program.
Well, it's not only one of our favorite programs, but our listeners really like these programs because we try to choose topics that cover a broad array of opportunities to save money. So typically, there's something in these programs for everyone.
Well, we're going to jump right in. And this one is important to listen to carefully because we're heading right into the holidays. And we often have a sense that our children are going to need the biggest and the best and the newest and the most sparkly things for Christmas. But the truth is, they don't.
Dave, it's amazing to me when I take the time to teach my children a game that I played when I was growing up, how much they love it. And they try to master it pretty quickly and compete with me. But I grew up in a place where we didn't have entertainment. There was no public swimming pool. There was no public movie theater. There was no skating rink. There was no bowling alley. There were none of the normal places to go and be entertained. We had to drive into town to go do that. So we had to make up games. And Dave, we were masters at it. And we would make up games with a piece of string or a rolled up newspaper or an old tire inner tube. In fact, I made up games where we would get hurt with the games we made up. I asked my brother to jump off the house one time and land in the middle of a tire inner tube. And he missed. In the cannonball position, that was not a very good day. I was just thankful to the Lord that he lived through that little game. But we played all these games, and my kids will sit down with me and say, "Dad, teach me that one, or show me what you did," and we'll go outside and do it, and it's so easy. I mean, our kids didn't even grow up playing pin the tail on the donkey. Did you grow up with that one?
I did.
Well, my kids had never even heard of that, my younger kids, so I made a version of it up for his birthday, and I made a little castle and these little arrows that you pinned on the castle and put a blindfold on them and spun them around. Well, guess what? All the little boys for a birthday party thought that was the coolest game they had ever heard of. And it was just so easy. So if you're just creative, you can reach back in the past, do things that just don't cost any money.
Well, beyond gift giving and game playing, another place that you can go to get cheap entertainment is the library. And they have movies, they have CDs, they have many things that you can go check them out. And as long as you don't keep them past the due date, you owe nothing for them.
Well, we'll get books or movies from the library and then challenge our kids to do a skit or a little drama and dress up and act it out. And they absolutely love that.
Well, you're listening to Money Life, and today we are talking about money-saving tips. We'll be back with more right after this.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And today's program is a money-saving tips program. And Chuck, this next tip is one that we may not often think of as a way to save money, but it can be done, and it's a legitimate way to save potentially some big money.
Well, Dave, if you just simply take the credit card out of your wallet, flip it over to the back, and call the number on the back and ask to speak to a supervisor, you can request a reduction in your interest rate. It's not going to cost you anything to do it. It's probably a toll-free number. If you talk to the right person and explain to them that it would be very helpful to you as a loyal customer to have your interest rate lowered, sometimes they'll do it. The best way is to avoid interest rate charges altogether by paying off your balance. But if you're carrying a balance at all, it can save you quite a bit of money if they'll just lower your interest rate on the card that you're carrying, because you're likely a good customer, you're likely paying on time, and just let them know that you have an opportunity to transfer your balance somewhere else at a lower rate, and would they like to meet that rate before you do so, that if you legitimately have that opportunity. Another thing that you can expect in 2010 is there's going to be a new fee introduced by credit card companies, and it's called the good credit fee, because what they're going to start doing is charging people like you or me that pay off our credit card balance every month and never pay interest. They're going to start experimenting with charging their very best customers an annual fee to carry that credit card, because they're not making any money off of you any other way. And one of the things that's being suggested now is that you call them and say, you know, I don't really want to pay a fee for having good credit and paying off my balance every month. Will you waive that fee? And they're saying for the people who call, more than likely, they will waive that fee during this experimental year.
You know, Chuck, that's an interesting thought anyway, because often there are fees, not just with credit cards, there are fees associated with a lot of things. When you refi your home, there may be fees when you buy a vehicle, other things that have fees that are just there. And often, if you ask, a lot of those fees can be either reduced or gotten rid of.
Well, not only that, in this environment, companies are coming up with more ways and new ways to charge fees and creative fees. I received something in the mail this week I really couldn't even believe. I was asked by a utility company if I wanted to buy warranty insurance on the sewage pipes that are exposed to the elements and the weather that run underneath my house and go outside to the septic. And it's just a new way for them to collect money. So you just need to be really wise, try to avoid extended warranty fees, and to eliminate as many extra fees as you can simply by asking, you know, is that the very best deal I can get from your company? And oftentimes they'll say, no. I say that when I check in a hotel. Do you ever do that, Dave? Mm-hmm. When you just say,
sure,
I've got a AAA, what's my discount? And they'll say such and such. And I'll say, is that the very best deal you're offering?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's not.
Yeah.
And I do that when I rent a car. I try to just get my very best deal. I'm not being pushy. I'm not being miserly. I just want to be a good steward.
This last weekend, a friend of mine was telling me that when he goes to a hotel, he will typically ask them if the hotel's full. And then if they say anything less than yes, he says, well, how much money are you making on the rooms that you're not currently occupying? And, of course, the person behind the desk says nothing. And he said, would you like to make any money on those rooms? Because I've got a lot of hotels I can go to tonight, but I'm going to be here. And if you and I can agree on a price, then I'll stay here. And he has gotten hotel rooms that list at $150 a night for $25 and $30 a night just because nobody was in them, and he asked in a creative way.
Well, we've even been told before when we were trying to check in at a front desk that they weren't authorized to give us a rate. And I said, well, who is? And they said, well, you have to call the 800 number. And we'd go outside, get on the mobile phone, call the 800 number, walk back in and say, it's been authorized. You know, let's get a better deal. So it never hurts to ask. And don't assume that there's anything rude or offensive to people. Everybody in this environment almost expects you to expect to get a better deal.
Well, this next one is one that you have often talked about in regard to learning how to fast. And this is a key part of learning how to fast is our next tip.
Well, you'll never be able to fast from food unless you learn to drink and enjoy water, because that's really all you get when you go on a spiritual fast and deny yourself of eating solids, of eating any food at all. And so often we've substituted every form of liquid imaginable for water. And water seems boring to so many people, but we're made up of water. We need water. It hydrates our system. It suppresses our appetite. It makes everything work better. And it will save you money to learn to drink water. And what we're finding out is most of the bottled water that we're drinking, there's absolutely nothing special about it. So if you have access to a clean source of filtered water, recycle your plastic bottles and fill them up at the office or whatever, or wherever you can, and drink water. You will eat less, you'll feel better, and you will probably live longer, healthier by changing that one simple habit.
Well, this next one, not only goes along with that, but it also will save you money, and that is to cut back on convenience foods or fast foods, microwave meals, and all of those kinds of foods that are heavily processed.
Well, Dave, recently on our My Money Life program, we read a statistic that microwaved food is going up rapidly and cooking conventionally is going down rapidly because people are having to work more hours, they have less time, and they're eating far more processed food or nutritionless food. Mm-hmm. And in the long run, it's not only more expensive, but it's going to cost you in terms of your health. So pay attention to what you put in your body. And if you have to eat on the run and if you have less time to cook a meal, be sure that you're using healthy meal replacements, not just fast food, low nutrition replacements.
Right. And one of the things that plays into that, Chuck, is that many of the fast food restaurants are offering meals for a couple of dollars. And it's very difficult to take a handful of dollars and go to the store and buy something healthy.
Well, I think, Dave, that that's a very short-term decision where you save a couple of bucks and eat quick food, because next thing you know, you're going to end up with health problems that are going to cost you a lot more in terms of loss of productivity, downtime on the job, or even out-of-pocket expenses for medical problems. But if you plan ahead and you purchase it in bulk and carry it with you. My wife will cut up celery sticks or carrot sticks and just carry them around in a plastic baggie. She'll cut up little pieces of apple and carry them with her. And those don't cost a lot to do that. Now, if you wait until you drive up to the window and you're hungry and you're looking at what's on the menu, yeah, those little apple sticks cost a lot. But if you've already cut them at home and take them around with you, they don't. So just plan ahead and you'll save a lot of money.
Well, you know, staying on the same food theme, one of the things that we do is make usually a large batch of something if you're going to make it. If you can make two or three times, freeze what you don't eat and then pull that out and you can go ahead and heat it later.
Well, saving money on our food budget is a very big deal right now, Dave, and I think we need to go deep on this topic when we come back.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we are talking about ways to save money. And Chuck, we've been talking about food and choices in food, not only from the standpoint of how much you spend, but what you're buying has an immediate and a long-term effect.
Well, I'm still so inspired by the testimony of Candy and Russell Hildebrand, whom we interviewed, and they talked about going meatless and making up casseroles and all kinds of dishes that they actually learned to love. Because they did them so well, Dave, and they made them in advance. They didn't go out to eat at all, but they accomplished a great goal in their life by really getting a hold of how much money they were spending outside the home. And she literally stopped eating out altogether.
Right.
And she couldn't afford all the luxury items that they used to purchase. So when you plan ahead and you make multiple servings of these wonderful recipes that you can defrost later and pull out and serve, it makes for more time in your life, saves you a lot of money, and ultimately it helps you achieve your long-term financial goals.
Mm. You know, one of the things that we've enjoyed about making extra meals like that is you do have something sitting in your freezer. And I can't tell you the number of times that somebody that we know has had something happen and they're in need of some help, and you're just able to bless them by grabbing that right out of the freezer. It takes no time. You can go over to their house and bless them with a meal, and it took none of your time at that point, and it really was a blessing to someone at that point of need.
Do you have a low-cost favorite meal at your home, Dave?
We do, and about once a week we have a meal that consists of rice.
All right. Is it fried rice or sticky rice or
it's
what?
It's sticky rice made kind of a Japanese style. Mm. And we may put some ranch dressing or soy sauce or something on it, but it's just that and water. And that's all we have.
Yeah. Well, we have some pretty simple meals around our house at times, and our kids love them. Anne has a wonderful recipe where she makes quesadillas, and there's just not much to them, and we can make them quickly. Those are great. And she also makes homemade pizzas. She buys the crust, so she has it there, and then we kind of mix our own ingredients and our own flavors. And there's a couple of those that my kids actually prefer of ordering pizza in, and they're extremely cheap, feeds the whole family, and they're on standby at all times. We never run out of those standby meals.
Well, Chuck, the next tip is one that we've participated in, and in different seasons of our life, we've had different ways of encouraging this, and that is turning lights off when you leave a room.
Yes, I tell you, being in a family with small children, there are certain light switches that are connected to multiple lights. In some rooms, we have six down lights. In some rooms, we have a chandelier that has four or five bulbs going. And even on the ceiling fan lights, there's at least four bulbs going at a time.
Right.
And I've walked through the house at times, and I've turned off lights to like 20 lights by hitting four switches. And, 20 lights go off, and I'm thinking, my goodness, this is saving us a lot of money just by turning the lights off behind us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just with little kids. It's any age, including almost all adult children, which we have almost all adult children now. But what we did for a while there is if we found a light on in the child's room, we made him put a nickel in a jar. And it actually worked for a season. But it was one of those things that was a reminder to them that it cost money when that light was on. And if they weren't in that room, they then paid for that light being on.
Well, in my own personal study, I have down lights. And in that room, when I turn the switch on, they all come on. And I didn't need all of them on because I'm sitting in one spot at my desk. So I purchased a little desk lamp and put one 40-watt bulb in it. And it saves like 400% of the energy by having one little small bulb on over the area where I'm sitting versus all those down lights on in the room.
Well, along with that, one of our other tips is installing those CFL, which I think is a compact fluorescent light bulb, or LED lights, those little lights, which are cool and they're bright. But by adding those kind of lights when the regular light bulbs burn out, you save money and they last longer.
They do, Dave. They drive me crazy, to be real frank. We have them in our closet and I turn them on and wait on the warm up. And
yeah, I know.
I don't like it at all. I'm spoiled rotten. But now that I've gotten used to it, we go into the closet area in the morning, and before we dress, we know we've got to turn that light on and let it start warming up. So it works out for us, and those are a good deal because you don't have to get up and down on the ladder very often, and I don't think I've ever had one burn out since I put one in the house.
Nope, I've broken a couple, but I've not had any burn out. Well, this next one is one that I know our listeners, if they've listened to Money Life or back when Larry was on, they talked about garage sales. And there's actually a way to go about getting the most out of garage sales. And I don't know, is Ann a garage sale person?
Ann likes to have garage sales and I don't. So we
Does she like shopping at garage sales?
Yes, Anne likes shopping at garage sales. I just don't like hosting them. I usually don't find there's a very good return on time invested, and I personally would rather just load it up, donate it, and be done with it. But I realize that some people can do very well having a garage sale, and today you can do that online and do really a lot better. There's so many free services like Craigslist where you can put a nice piece of used furniture out there and get a decent price. What bugs me is to go through all the work and somebody come up and offer you $3 for your sofa, and you about broke your back putting it out there in the garage. So I'd rather do it on Craigslist and get a decent price and let them come and get it.
Well, and often on the buyer's side, if you're on the purchasing end, if you go with something in mind that you're needing or looking for and you can find it there, if you're good at being able to, number one, know what it is you're looking for and know the quality that you have to have, you can end up if you're careful, really getting some great deals at other people's garage sales.
Yeah, garage selling is a great thing, and I'm certainly not against it. And I believe that once every several years, it's probably a really good way to lighten your load and put a little extra money in your pocket.
Well, you're listening to Money Life, and today's program is all about money-saving tips. We'll be back with more right after this.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom, the kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we are talking about money-saving tips. And Chuck, this next tip is one that affects all of us because we all have to eat and we all have to buy groceries, and there are ways to save money at the grocery store.
Well, Dave, there are different prices in different grocery stores, and we all know that, but we tend to go to the grocery store that's most convenient for us. So the one closest to our home is where we go by default, and that makes some sense. But what I realized is that occasionally I would stop in a grocery store that's not in my neighborhood, but I pass it on my way to work. And that grocery store is located in an entirely different demographic, an entirely different part of town that caters to people with a lower standard of living than where I actually live. And so I began to shop in there and compare what I was paying for items at the real nice big grocery store near my house. And I was surprised that the very same items were priced totally differently. And one item that we purchase are protein bars. We like to have protein bars around, and we have a particular brand that we all like. And I started looking, Dave, and the store in the lower income demographic had a much better price. Mm-hmm. And so we started comparing them. And now, when we really want to save money, we take our grocery list to that store and we buy everything there. Mm-hmm. And it's not as nice and it's not as convenient and the aisles aren't as big and all those niceties that we get spoiled by, but the prices are a lot better. And so do comparison shopping in grocery stores.
Well, another place to consider shopping differently is shopping for holiday items after the holiday.
Do you do that, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that in your home? I'll tell you how we do it.
Well, we've done it two ways. One is waiting till after the particular holiday is over and then buying the things for that holiday for the next year as long as they're not perishable. The other thing that we've done is we've actually postponed Christmas and basically said, We'll have a family day on the 25th, but then starting the week after that, we'll go get Christmas gifts and then actually have our Christmas celebration, if you will, afterwards and save 50% on the same things we would have purchased the days before.
Yeah, you know, I know some people who they hear that tip and they go, hey, I do that. What I do is I just buy it, wrap it, put it under the tree, save the receipt, take it back, and then ask for the discount. I don't really like doing that.
I don't either.
And that costs the retailer a lot of money. I'm with you. Let's just wait. Decide what you want. Sometimes we cut out pictures, uh-huh, put them in a card, and say, this is your gift.
Yep.
Let's have fun getting the best deal on it. And we teach our kids to save money and to delay gratification. Now, there are times we go ahead and buy something and have it under the tree, but if it's costly, we're just not going to waste a bunch of money paying full retail because we're in a big Christmas rush. Like you, we're going to wait till after Christmas and go get a better deal on that item.
Well, there are so many ways to save money, and we've covered just a few. And if you've enjoyed this program, we'd encourage you to share it with a friend or listen to it again. And you can do that by going to crown.org/radio. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.